Environmentalists and policymakers say a thirsty world could pose a major threat to the Great Lakes. Water wars have been predicted in arid parts of the globe, and some say the laws of supply and demand might one day lead to a raid on the region's fresh water. Reporter Mark Brush takes a closer look at one claim that states in the Southwest will one day come after Great Lakes water.
Taking water out of the Great Lakes is a hot-button issue, and no one is more aware of this than politicians looking for votes. In the 2004 campaign, President Bush used this issue to rally a crowd in Traverse City, Michigan.
My position is clear. We're never going to allow diversion of Great Lakes water.
The issue taps into people's emotions. People get outraged when they think of someone taking water out of the lakes, especially when they've seen lake levels dropping over the years. And the region's political leaders have listened to those concerns. The states and provinces that surround the world's largest freshwater system are working on a compact that will prevent water diversions. But where is this threat to Great Lakes water coming from? We conducted an informal poll on the streets of Ann Arbor, and we asked people, who wants water from the Great Lakes? 6 out of the 10 people we talked to pointed to the west.
Las Vegas? The southwest?
Probably the dry states in the west, Arizona, Nevada.
I think the west should keep their damn hands off of our water.
But do the arid states in the west really pose a threat to Great Lakes water? It turns out this same question was asked more than 20 years ago. In the 1980s, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers studied the possibility of moving Lake Superior water to the Missouri River. It's a distance of about 600 miles. Farmers in the High Plains states were hoping to use this water to irrigate their crops. Jonathan Bulkley is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of Michigan. Bulkley and his colleagues took a close look at this diversion plan, and he says the whole project would have been too expensive.
We found it would take 7 1,000 megawatt power plants dedicated to lifting the water because water needs to be lifted to reach these distant locations. And in addition, there would have to be conveyance structures built to transport the water. And our conclusion was the total cost would far exceed the value of the water.
In other words, Bulkley found that it would be cheaper for these states to find other sources of water, or to find ways to conserve the water they had left. And this was a diversion of only 600 miles. A diversion all the way to the southwest would mean piping the water almost twice that distance.
We are always looking for extra water. Everyone in the southwest is looking for extra water.
Bob Barrett is a spokesperson for the Central Arizona Project. It's one of the biggest water suppliers in the southwest. The project pulls water from the Colorado River and delivers it to southern Arizona. Barrett says he cannot imagine a situation where Great Lakes water is pumped for more than 1,000 miles to the Colorado River.
And most people don't realize it, but a gallon of water weighs about 8 pounds. And if you're going to push that up and over the Rocky Mountains, boy, you're going to need a lot of power. So it's a good idea, but I don't see how anybody could pay for it.
But some observers say, even though it might not happen today, it could happen in the future. They point to a fast-growing population and a fast-dwindling freshwater supply in the southwest. They say that combination could drive engineers and policymakers to devise a way to get Great Lakes water. But Barrett says for states like Arizona, California, and even Texas, it would be cheaper for them to build desalinization plants. These plants convert ocean water into drinking water.
I mean, why should Texas build for a canal and then have to maintain it from the Great Lakes down to the state of Texas when they can go to the Gulf Coast and build several desalinization plants, and then just pipe it wherever they need it?
So a large-scale water diversion to the southwest seems unlikely. Experts say water from the Great Lakes is much more likely to go to cities and towns right on the edge of the basin. But as legislators move to tighten restrictions on diversions, even these places will have a hard time getting access to the water. For the GLRC, I'm Mark Brush.